Hello, Coshocton County. It is great to see the planning progress which has happened over the past week here in Coshocton County. While rain keeps popping up, we are in far better shape than the majority of the state. Let's hope as we move into June that we get even longer winters of field time, especially to help our farmers who need to make hay and to finish planting soybeans. At the Keene Memorial Day Parade, a few folks asked about the beautiful yellow flower they are seeing in some of the fields which have not been planted. This plant is crestleaf groundsel, and we featured it in our May 8th edition of the Coshocton County Agriculture and Natural Resources newsletter. Our late planting season has allowed for this plant to flourish, as our farmers have not had time to either mechanically or chemically control it, especially in our no-till corn and soybean fields. Crestleaf groundsel can be also found in pastures and along road ditches. While it is beautiful to look at, we don't like to see it in pastures as it is poisonous to livestock. You may also be noticing other plants that have white flowers in our pastures and the road ditches. If it is shrub-like, it is most likely multiflora rose. Speaking of plants, area gardeners will want to mark Saturday, June 1st on their calendar for the annual Master Gardener Volunteer Plant Sale, which will be held at the Coshocton County Fairgrounds in the Rotary Pavilion. This fundraiser provides support for educational programming and outreach throughout the year. The Master Gardener volunteers will provide demonstrations beginning at 8:30 a.m. with the sale beginning at 9 a.m. There are no early sales before this time. The sale will conclude at noon or when plants are gone, whichever comes first. The plant sale will offer some of the nicest plants from the gardens of the Master Gardeners and their friends. Come to the sale, learn something new, and take home some treasures for your garden. Last week I shared an introduction to the recently released 2017 Census of Agriculture and what it reported about farm numbers, size, net farm income, and specific demographics of our farm operators. Today I'd like to share what the census says about crop and livestock production here in Coshocton County. In the area of crop production, our farmers harvest over 29,000 acres of hay, 28,000 acres of corn, 21,000 acres of soybean, 2,000 acres of wheat, 1,300 acres of silage, 384 acres of vegetables, 64 acres of Christmas trees, and we have over 100 acres of orchard and vineyards. We also have over 40,000 acres in permanent pasture for our cattle to graze. Hay is the number one commodity grown by most of our farms, as 720 farms, or 60%, raise hay. In comparison, our second leading crop, which is corn, is grown by only 21% of our farms. In the area of animal production, you will most likely find a cow on our farms, as 542, or 46%, have cattle. We have almost 22,000 head of cattle in Coshocton County, which includes almost 8,200 mama beef brood cows, 3,200 milk cows, and almost 10,000 replacement beef and dairy animals. On any given day, you will also find a total of 900,000 meat chickens, 76,000 layer chickens, 71,000 pigs, and 3,500 sheep and lambs. We are also home to 1,800 horses, 1,300 goats, 130 turkeys, 102 donkeys, 96 alpaca, and 67 llamas. Our bee industry also is buzzing along, as we now have over 40 farms raising 169 colonies of bees. Our poultry sector is one sector that continues to grow by leaps and bounds, as over 7.2 million meat chickens are raised and sold each year here in Coshocton County. In fact, new barns have been added since the census was conducted, so this number is already low. Besides poultry, our farmers also market on the average 151,000 pigs and 10,000 cows each year. Our livestock industry is definitely a force to be reckoned with here in Coshocton County. Stay tuned for next week as I share how many tractors, combines, and other equipment we have here in Coshocton County. Until then, if you want to explore these numbers in greater depth, the census can be accessed at go.osu.edu/agcensus. And finally, a thought for the day from my friend, Pastor Bill McNinn, who stated, "If you cannot be content with less, you will never be happy with more." In closing, at OSU Extension, we are proud to work for Coshocton County to help improve our families, farms, and businesses. Please feel free to contact the OSU Extension office in Coshocton County for more information at 740-622-2265 or visit our website at coshocton.osu.edu. This is David Marison, Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources, wishing you a good and safe day.